This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So a lot of people are suggesting that Josh Allen, because the way it's officially recorded is a touchdown pass for Josh Allen. When it gets lateraled to him, he's the receiver of record.
Okay.
So it also goes down as a touchdown reception.
Oh, like fantasy-wise?
So a lot of people are saying it is the single highest scoring fantasy play in history. Now, that's also going to depend on, like, if you have bonuses in your league,
right,
80-plus yard.
Right.
Some leagues have, like, if it's an 80-plus yard play, maybe it's a 5 extra points, stuff like that. But, like, in a traditional scoring, it might be the highest scoring single fantasy play of all time.
Wow. It seems like it should be, like, a rushing touchdown. Like, the pass, he should get points for the pass.
Right.
But then not also a passing touchdown.
Now, does he get points? He gets credited as a receiving touchdown, understood. Does he get point, like a point, again, this fantasy stuff, for a reception? Like, is it PPR leagues? Does he get that extra point?
He would have to. If it's a receiving touchdown, I guess he would have to.
So what does the other guy get? Nothing?
Receiving yards and a catch?
I don't know if he gets
the receiving yards. There can't be two receptions on one play, probably.
So I don't know if he gets nothing or what?
I don't know.
It's a pretty cool fucking play.
It was a crazy play.
Yeah.
It was a crazy play. And, you know, that's
I also
the type of year he's having.
And I was like, oh, they're because I had gone to sleep. I was like, oh, it's the end of clock's running out. They had to score. I'm like, oh, no, that's the third quarter clock.
Yeah.
It wasn't like halftime they had to get in.
Right.
It was just third quarter.
No, they're
it
just
didn't even matter.
They're just playing some fun football up there in Buffalo.
I was digging out my own shit. I just want to go to the game. Fine. All that goddamn snow, like, there's no fucking way that I'm going to go sit in the stands to watch a football game in that shit.
Oh.
No fucking way.
Yeah. Like, but you know how Buffalo fans are.
I don't like
are,
nobody that damn much.
They're.
I'm with Randy.
I might have to go find out. I might sit in the car. That was my kid. Sit in the fucking car with the heat on.
Buffalo fans are. What's snow to a Buffalo Bill fan? You know what I mean? Like, it snows every day up there for like 6 months.
Damn, they got to get out there all, and it's just packed all the way up to the rim of your seat.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to shovel a walkway to get to your fucking seat.
Yep. Yeah, that was always like when I was living in Boston, and it was like when you got to like dig your way out of your house, just don't leave your house. Like, unless you have to for medical reason or whatever, but like work should understand. Like,
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I've only had to deal with that once and fucking going to a game. And we missed the hotel. Coach was like, just go back home. Like,
yeah.
You can't get out of our fucking neighborhood right now, coach. He said, well, it should be fine tomorrow. Y'all just come out there. But, like, motherfuckers can't even get to the hotel.
Yeah.
Downtown St. Louis. I was like, coach, I've never been to this shit.
I had to trek through what looked like the end of the fucking world. Like, nobody was out. You couldn't drive. So I had to walk a mile to the metro. Take metro to where it would, because it wasn't going to go above ground. It was all underground metro. And then I had to walk a mile from the metro to work. And it was like day after tomorrow. Nobody was outside. It was a total ghost land.
Well, there was a blizzard in Boston, like one legitimate blizzard when I lived there, like a whiteout blizzard. And so when that happens, you have to cancel everything because you really can't do anything. But so they canceled school. I think it was a Sunday night or something like that or whatever. And so I lived kind of far away from where all my friends lived. But they were all getting together because the bars don't close. So they were going to a bar. And I was like, well, fuck, I'm not going to miss out on that.
Right.
So I walked like 3 miles with a friend of mine through a blizzard. Yeah. You can't see a foot in front of you. So
how was it? Did you have a good time when you got there?
It was fucking great.
Okay, yeah.
It was great. It was awesome. It was great. And then like, and then you're over there and everything's shut down. You're not going to go back. So you got to find a place to stay. And that was the most fun part. But yeah, no, I mean, you know, the things that just kind of become normal based on the place you live, you know, like that isn't, I guess it's normal to the people that live there, yeah. But it's like,
fuck that.
Like that's that crazy. Shit, people would say the same thing about summer here though. It's like, fuck that. It's 97 degrees and 100% humidity every single day. You can't even go outside. I'm not living in that.
I feel like comparatively,
I would rather live in the heat than that.
Yeah, I would say
I would too.
The winters up north comparatively are way much worse. Like it's hot up north still.
It's never so hot that you have to dig yourself out of your house. Whereas there will be a blizzard and you have to dig yourself out of your house. I'm with you. But I'm just saying, like, for people that have never experienced it before, they'll come. Like I remember the first time I came here in the summertime, and I was like, is this a fucking joke? Like what is going on outside right now? It's not like this every day. And Ashley was like, yeah, it's gonna be like this for about 4 months. Yeah, it's like, oh well, you can keep it. And then little did I know.
But yeah, you get used to it after a while. I can't get used to cold.
I'll never get used to it. I'll live here the rest of my life, hopefully. And every summer I'll be like probably around August 1st.
Right.
Like, God damn it.
I don't get used to the cold. But it makes like Atlanta cold a lot more tame.
Well, that's funny.
When I lived in DC for 6 years and Cleveland for two,
yeah,
like coming back to here and be like, it's cold.
Sure,
it's 38, it's 40. Like I'm wearing shorts.
Something about that though, I'm way softer here because I'm used to it being really nice and really warm all year round. Then right. There's a day like today, and I'm like, oh my god, this is crazy. Whereas this is like, you know, this would be a regular.
Early
spring day in Boston.
I don't take it seriously.
Yeah, like you're not. Yeah, it's not going to be quite the same.
It's not a risk to my life to be outside with the dog for 20 minutes.
Right.
Like in Cleveland, it's negative 20 something. Like if you don't cover up,
yep.
Like
you'll freeze.
Yeah.
You lose a digit.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
I remember the morning me and Ashley were walking to school from her apartment, and it was 22 degrees outside, and it had been like that for 2 months. And I just looked at her and I was like, I will never live here. Like, this is fine.
22 above?
Yeah. But it just had been 20. It just had been that cold for 2 months. And it was like,
what the fuck?
This is ridiculous. Like, this is so stupid. Like, but then it rains for 6 straight months in Seattle. So it's like, that's not great. Like, so I guess you just have to deal with it no matter where you live.
My big welcome to the North moment was in college. I went to Indiana and like the first like real cold spell, it was negative 12, but the sun was out.
Yeah.
And that had never been a thing in Atlanta. If the sun was out, it was 45 or high. And it was negative 10. I'm like, the sun's out. I put on like a pair of sweatpants and a light jacket. And I got out there and I'm like, nope.
I'm fine with cold as long as it's not windy.
Yeah. That changes it.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. I'll be all right. But yeah. Because we went out to fucking the Battery Saturday because they wanted to see the tree lighting and shit. It's like, man, fuck this shit. It was cold as fuck.
Yeah, it was really cold on Saturday.
And then in that little area right there where that wind get caught up in there, I was like, okay, I'm telling y'all what. Y'all sit y'all ass.
Hey,
I'm going to go smoke me a cigar. Y'all call when y'all ready to go.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, man.
I was up on the roof yesterday doing Christmas lights and just touching the shingles.
It's cold. Oh, yeah.
So cold.
Yeah.
So cold. And then it started. The wind started blowing a little bit, and I was like, this is probably isn't that safe.
No, it's not, was not.
It's not that great, but we got it done. House looks festive.